Monday! Open wide dev fans!
Get ready
to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, Node modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax. In this Monday hasty treat, we are going to be wrapping up season one of Syntax, and this is episode 279. This is the last episode of season one. I think this is hilarious. So my name is Scott Tolinsky, and I'm a full stack developer from Denver, Colorado. And with me, as always, is the Wes Boss.
Hey, everybody. I think don't be afraid, everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday. What is it right now? It's July 8th, and we've recorded up to September right now. So we're a little ahead, and we're taking some time to swim.
Yes, we're taking some time to swim. And that's what I'm going to be doing in the kiddie pool in the backyard underneath the peach tree. That's going to be a lot of fun. End of the season wrap up. That's what we're talking about. We're going to be starting season two of Syntax, which is going to bring some tremendous changes. That's right. Huge, huge changes, such as maybe adding one segment and getting a bumpers. I don't think we're exactly changing a whole lot, but I do want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the plans here for the fall. So bumpers, also commonly known as bumpers in the industry, are the audio bits in the show. Now, Wes, I don't know what your thoughts are, because we haven't really talked too much about this, but I would love to get some bumpers for the different segments, like shameless plugs and sick bag, as long as they're fast. I don't need like a song for each one, but just like,
no, like 3 seconds of shameless plugs. Yeah.
Well, here's my request though. Only one of them can be grunge because like, we don't want to like, okay, we got the grunge, and by grunge, I mean like sick bag, like screamo or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't think that would do well. That's like a downside to liking like hardcore music. Is that you can never, ever play it around your friends or family or anything like that, because nobody else understands. And it's like, when you see people like blasting their music and you're just like, I'm not impressed by you, you know? Like, it doesn't do it for me. So we're going to get some new intros for the podcast as well. We'll be getting rid of the two intros that we have, because Scott is transitioning from El Toro Loco to Turbo Tolinsky.
Turbo Tolinsky. It's about time, because like, El Toro Loco is somebody else's nickname. Okay. It's a monster truck. And I don't want to compete with a monster truck. Granted, me and the monster truck, we share some tight bonds. Courtney actually got Landon a remote controlled El Toro Loco for his birthday, which is pretty sweet. It's huge. It's a big remote control car. So I think turbo is the right way to go. There's alliteration there. It's faster. It is not shared with anybody else. I like it, but it's up to you.
Yeah. Does Wes Barracuda Boss need to be renamed too? Should I do some introspection on maybe a new handle?
I mean, it depends. If you want a new handle, that could be part of season two. New season, new us for season two of Syntax. We could add some really fun stuff. I don't know. Yeah, maybe what some other good B words. Wes the Boss with two S's, Boss.
Yeah, something like that.
What about Wes the Boss Baby? I mean, you're not really a baby, but there's the movie Boss Baby.
So talking about intros, I had this amazing idea. Scott doesn't like it.
Well,
so
we're going to get banned. I don't want to get banned. Wes, you hear me out here.
Banned from what? This is the internet.
Let's paint a picture for you here. You're sitting at home. All of a sudden, you get a knock on the door. You open that door. Who is it? It's
Tom DeLonge.
Spotify. And they got a big old wheelbarrow full of money for you. And they say, wheelbarrow full of money for you. And they say, hey, Wes, this is Joe Rogan money. You want that Joe Rogan money? Well, let's sign a contract with Spotify. Oh, wait, your theme song is a blatant copyright abuse of a Blink-182 song. we will not give you the wheelbarrow full of cash.
Can I at least say what the lyrics were? Because I felt like this was just gold. It goes to the tune of Blink-182, What's My Age Again? It says, I took out my phone. It was a Monday morning. I scroll alone to find the podcast link. And that's about the time that I turned on my PC. Nobody likes you when you jQuery. What the hell is TDD? This bug makes me want to rage. And then this is just partial. I'm not done yet.
Sure.
My friends say I should. No, I don't. That's not the part. And that's about the time that I drank coffee. Nobody likes that. Wesley, you sure do love your Wesley. Fresh books now. And that damn sanity. My century says I should give up. And that's as far as I got.
Oh, my gosh.
But I found a guy on Fiverr that would record it.
I am not. Oh, my gosh. No, we're going to get banned. They're going to be Two Live Crew banned in the USA for that. That's for sure. Okay, so we're going to get new bumpers, some new songs, maybe a new intros for all the episodes, and maybe new outros. Who knows? We have time to think about this while we take our slight summer break. We're also going to be adding a sweet new segment, which the start of this new segment was hilarious. So the new segment's called The Syntax Highlight. We're going to highlight people in our community who are doing really great work, who do not have a platform or not being elevated or not being, you know, shown off as being this really cool project. So we're going to elevate people doing awesome work. And I think that's a great way to really help the community learn about really interesting developers, projects, and hopefully even get some eyes on their work if that's a thing that needs to happen, right?
Totally.
So we came up with this a while ago, and we asked on Twitter what would be a good name for this, not realizing that it was just staring us in the face that Syntax Highlight was like the best name ever for it. It was like the biggest duh moment in the world for me. Like, how did we not think of that? We're so clever and we thought of all these other things, but not Syntax Highlight. So
awesome. Let's move on to we'll talk about our favorite Hasties and Tasties of the year so far, because we're kind of halfway through the year. And then we'll end it off with the top episodes of this year so far, just to give you an idea of what people are loving. So what was your favorite Hasty and Tasty there, Scott?
Ooh, yeah. So my favorite Hasty, I really think that my favorite Hasty was, man, we did this like series where we did like VS Code tips. There was like multiple Hasties. I don't know if that's cheating because it's technically the length of a Tasty, but I really liked those VS Code episodes 1, 2, 3. And I think we probably even had one more a little bit later, but those were in August 2019. So just about as far away as we can from right now. But are we talking about season one entirely, which is all 270 episodes, or only the past year?
Just 2020 so far.
Oh, just 2020. Oh, I went to 2019 because it was still calendar year.
My Hasty is sort of a tie between the serverless episode, which I thought was like, we've been working on that one for a long time. And that was a really good explainer episode. I really like doing the explainer episodes. They take a lot of research, but it's enjoyable to put out a nice, valuable piece of content like that. And the WebRTC one with Ian Ramsey, where he talked about his Zipcall.io. And it was just like it was an awesome chat with him because he just kind of hacked the thing together and it really took off. And he had a really good like approach to just doing it, which I really like. So a lot of people also really enjoyed that. They found it kind of motivational. They go, oh, that guy just kind of made stuff work and it panned out where you don't have to like do everything absolutely perfect. So that was my favorite Tasty. My favorite Hasty was maybe the modules and node one. That was another good explainer as to what's going on, because there's a lot of misinformation as to what's going on with it. So that was a good one.
I think my favorite Hasty was the series. I'm going to series. For some reason, I like the series, but it's the ones that are like reasons why your website is slow. I think there's three of them in that series.
Yeah,
that
was good. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And those were all really good, helpful tips. And something that I really spend a lot of time on myself. It's also something that I have a bit of a sore spot with people on YouTube who continue to leave mean comments on my video that expresses good information. Like, I have a video on how to reduce HTTP requests and people get angry at it. So I think that the slow website Hasty treats are fantastic. I have, I'm going to break the rules here and do two favorite Tasties, one of which is the episode where my lovely wife came on the show, mental health and Dev featuring Dr. Courtney Talinsky. She talked about depression, anxiety, imposter syndrome, answered a bunch of questions from people in sort of anonymous ways. And we just talked through some mental health stuff. And it was really great to have her on the show because I get to live with her and pick her brain 24/7 about this kind of stuff. So it's really great for her to come on and share some of that knowledge that she's gained. My other favorite one is the one where I taught Wes Svelte because I get to talk about Svelte the whole episode. So I like that.
Awesome. And then let's wrap it up here. We'll just talk about the top 10 episodes of 2020 so far. These are ranked by download. So we'll start at the 10th most popular episode. So wait, we've had six months and we do 8 episodes. We've had 48 episodes so far. So this is the top 10 out of 48. Number 10 was 2020 fitness, which is a little update as to where we're at with our fitness goals and just the benefits of fitness in general as being a web developer.
Yeah. Number 9 here is more on serverless, where we talked a lot about databases, secrets, auth, and more, all sorts of serverless stuff here, which is, it's not super surprising to me that this one is popular, but again, it just goes to show you, I mean, there's hype around serverless in general.
The next, number 8 was, I'm really glad to see this one up there, is the Synology show. So this is nothing to do with web development and 100% of just Scott and I geeking out about tech hardware and backup solutions and local home servers. And that was a really big show, long show. And we just talked about all kinds of stuff that it can do. And that's, I'm really glad to see that was one of our most popular episodes because that was a fun one to do. So we should do more of those. Just like, I want to do like a networking show, maybe like a home video show, thing like that.
Yeah. Ooh. Next one is going to be, are web dev GUIs going to replace us? All about the sort of not necessarily the no code movement, but the movement to be able to build things without code. So the age old question is Dreamweaver going to make my job obsolete? And obviously we talk about the whys and what's and just all of the somewhat controversial topics around that and surrounding that viewpoint.
6th most popular one was a potluck where we talked about fonts, frameworks, T's, coding subscriptions, client work, and more. It's funny, I'm looking at the top ones, a lot of them are potlucks. I'm glad to see that everybody loves the potlucks.
Yeah, those potlucks are great. They're some of my favorite episodes to record. Number 5 is Pika Package, which was the really great episode. Is this the only one with a guest on that we had in this top view?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So this episode was really, really cool because we learned all about this new thing. Fred Schott came on and talked about Pika Package, and it was very cool. Basically, this new type of package registry, really fast bundle rebuild. We talked about some of his projects that have since gained not only quite a bit of growth in their theme, but they've also evolved quite a bit. We have Snowpack V2. We talked about a bunch of that stuff in this episode. And that was the first time I'd ever heard about the Snowpack project. So really cool stuff.
Number 4 is the serverless and cloud function. So both of our serverless shows are up here and they're just within a couple thousand downloads each in the top 10. So again, that was my favorite. I didn't even look at this before, but my favorite episodes were in the top one. So we talked about serverless and cloud functions and all the different providers and sort of the ideas behind it all. That was a good one.
Next up, we have a potluck, which is the one where we talked about, it's episode 218, where we talk about developer culture, we talk about Slack communities, we talk about backpacks, which we are wont to do, also vanilla JS and some other stuff. These potluck, you know, these are great. We cover a lot of ground in these episodes, and I think it like really gives us an opportunity to share a lot of what we've picked up in our time in this industry.
Absolutely. The number one episode, and this is, I guarantee this is clickbait headline, Next versus Gatsby, Headless CMS, Vue.js, is Ruby on Rails still good and more? So that was our most popular episode by far.
So I'm about to blow your mind here, but when you copied and pasted this list, it added the true number one to the heading of the columns and not actually in the list itself. So the one you just listed off was actually number 2, not even number 1, which I'm surprised because I thought that one would have been number 1. So I told you I was saving a banger to blow your mind, and I was. the number
uncovered,
uncovered, right? The number one episode of the past 2020 so far is Tech to Watch in 2020, which was our episode released on January 18th. And it has almost 10,000 more downloads than the next one in line. So by far our most popular episode.
Wow.
Very good one. Very good episode, too.
The other ones were like hundreds apart. And then the number one episode was like 10,000 apart.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's the end of season one of Syntax. We will join you next season for Syntax, where we dive into topics like web development, barbecue tips, breakdancing, soft skills. Well, I'm trying to remember all of them, but we're not changing the content. The content's going to remain the same, and we're going to continue to bring you education 24/7, or at least Mondays and Wednesdays for an hour and a half.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we are off for a couple months, but you will not miss us because we'll be back on Wednesday.
We will catch you next season.
All right. Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.